Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Sixth Trends. It's courtesy of Cousin Skeeter, no relation. And it is a trending title, Bruce Willis edition, because we did Die Hard with a trendgence, which he put on there, but he changed it to Trend Hard with a Vengeance, which I really liked Die Hard with a trendgence. Anyways, thank you for the one that worked, Cousin Skeeter, no relation. And I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, the brilliant and talented producer of this very damn show that you're listening to, Becca Ramos!
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Amongst a busy move, but I am good.
Nice. And you are moving.
I am not moving. My partner is moving.
That's right. Okay. That's
so cool. Lots of moving pieces.
Lots of moving pieces.
We did get the couch in, though. So exciting stuff.
Did y'all do that together? Like,
yes.
Carry the couch?
We
are
did.
You doing the
well,
move?
Well, it's a Floyd couch. So it is known to be like very easy to like take apart and put back together. But we did use his Jeep. So we had to like do, I think, two trips between like the old apartment and this apartment, unloading, loading all the pillows. He built it. Woo. But
yeah, I remember the last move I did without help was from Missouri to New York. And
oh, no.
There was it was long, you know, driving a U-Haul across all those states. Finally got there, like had to like sit in traffic for 3 hours because we chose the wrong way to get across Manhattan. And there was just a point where we were carrying a couch up the apartment stairs, like to get to our apartment, and like my wife's knees buckled, and I was like, "Come on, you can do it!" And like she like got up, and we were like pouring sweat, and we got up there, and we just like both looked at each other, and we're like, "Never, never,
again. Never again." Well, I feel like the last move I like. This is, again, the first move in a while that we are doing it ourselves. I got movers the two times I've moved in New York. And then I had movers when I did the cross country, but I got some like really botched movers and they almost like stole all my stuff. And
yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. When we got movers the next time, it was bad.
You gotta really vet them. Like, that is the thing they don't tell you is that you have to pay a lot of money if you don't want your shit stolen. Like, you just have to know that you're forking up like $7,000 for good movers.
Because oftentimes you have just created an officially sanctioned hostage situation.
Yes.
Where they're like, yeah, no, we could get there in a day if what's it worth to you?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do it in 3 weeks. My stuff doesn't come for 2 months and stuff is missing. Everything's wet. And I was arguing with them every day to be like, where is it? Lesson learned. Lesson learned on the cross-country move.
Anyways, I am Jack. That is Super Producer Becca. And it's a bad day. It's like uniquely, I think, bad because we're getting bad Supreme Court decisions ahead of the like main course bad Supreme Court decision, like the nightmare scenario, darkest timeline, bad Supreme Court decision where they're going to overturn Roe. And we're getting like the aperitif right now where they're like, just so you know, like where we're coming from so that you guys can like kind of better understand our whole shit. We are going to overturn the ability basically of cities to prevent people from carrying guns wherever the fuck they want, like concealed carrying.
And they did this in New York, right?
Like in New York. It was a concealed carry law in New York City,
which, mind you, in the climate right now, as someone who lives in New York City, like we have had 3 different shootings in the past couple months in the subways from, you know, non-police. The police did not help.
Like, right. How many police shootings there have been.
Yeah.
Shooting statistic they absolutely do not.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not loving this as someone who is a New Yorker who it has been, I don't think, more historically dangerous in years than it right now to be on public transit, to be out at night in this city. You know, I'm in Brooklyn and I feel pretty good most places I go, but the energy is very different on the trains now. Like it has been, especially those last couple shootings, both of them being in Brooklyn. Like it is. It's like you're checking in on your friends. You're like, hey, did you make it home on safe? I need you to tell me because it's bad. So this sucks. All that to say.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. They are overturning like common sense, modern laws built specifically by people who live in New York for the city of New York, in favor of the Second Amendment, which, you know, was written before the invention of bullets.
Yeah.
Like that back
then. You had to load your gun with gunpowder.
Yeah. You had to like bite something, I think, and like spit it down the barrel of like your gun. So Andrea Junker at Strand Junker tweeted, in 1789, the Second Amendment was written. In 1847, the bullet was invented. So thus the Second Amendment only applies to muskets. Like this is, but this, that is the deal with this Supreme Court.
The deal with all of the, you know, I think gun rights conversations we've been having for many years, right? Especially after Uvalde, right? Like it's like you guys are fighting for an amendment that no longer applies to the, you know, fuel power that exists in the arms weapons world that we live in. Like it's just like when that thought, like law was created and thought of, you could not buy, you know, a fucking semi-automatic gun that could shoot 100 rounds in under 2 minutes. Like, it's just not the same. Not the same. So, it sucks. It's more proof that, you know, even after something like Uvalde happened, that we are still not taking, you know, the issues we're having with gun laws seriously.
Yeah. The Constitution is broken. Like, there needs to be, and probably will be within a generation, a strong movement to fucking tear up the U.S. Constitution. It's fucking broken. It's from a different time. Like, shut the fuck up, everybody, and just overturn, rip it up, restart anew. I'm sure it's going to be a very bloody fight, but that's what needs to happen.
They know it's coming. So.
Yeah. The police, like in another Supreme Court decision, you know, just a good day for police and police advocates out here. The Supreme Court is like that. You can't sue the cops if they don't read you your Miranda rights anymore, which is going to make the tone, the substance of Law and Order episodes very different. Also just gives police more power, like just really, you know, putting power in the hands of the already extremely powerful seems to be the goal of this court. Also, Stacey Abrams, for some reason, was like we need to pay police more.
Which I thought that's been our, as the, you know, far left people's argument is that, like, we don't, right? Like, they're getting paid so much to do so little. Like, that has been a huge conversation here in New York City because, you know, the police are getting even more funding and, like, being able to spend more people on this, like, more police on the subways and things like that. And it's, like, been arguably more and more dangerous every day. So that is crazy. Isn't the Miranda right? The whole case came from a Supreme Court case, if I vaguely remember, during poli sci of 2016. when I took poli sci in college, like, I don't understand how you can, like, create a Supreme Court law for it and then basically take it away.
Yeah. Well, because the Supreme Court is just a political institution that gets changed with, you know, whoever wields their power more wisely to fill it up with ideologues, and it is in a bad place.
Don't understand how we're like presidencies for 4-year terms, like, and you can only do it twice, and how then on the flip side we have fucking Supreme Court lifelong you know, positions. And granted, like I said, I took one semester of poli sci. I did not go to law school or study up on this. But it is confusing to me with, like producer Brian said, no age cap. Like, I don't understand why it's like these are lifelong terms with no age caps. Like, I don't get it.
Because RGB can do push-ups and clean. So,
like,
it's a fucking nightmare. It's a absolute nightmare. Very frustrating. I'll tell you what's not frustrating. The new Drake album is... No, apparently it is pretty frustrating.
I would argue potentially frustrating.
I've had this thought before when listening to Drake music, but now I haven't listened to the new album, but super producer Brian is like worried about Drake. Like, he's not a Drake stan or anything, but he's like, that dude is like, he's suffering from depression, right? Like,
I love the way you put that. Super producer Brian is worried about superstar Drake.
Right.
No, it is, like, I think very telling that, how do I put this? You have so much money, like, you did it all, right? Like, I think so much of his music, as we were talking off air before we got on, like, he is angry, right? He's so angsty. And a lot of his music at the beginning made sense, right? Because he's like coming up. He's like trying to prove himself. He's like, you know, y'all ain't seen me yet, right? But it's like, now we have. Now you are like record breaking, you know, number one rapper in the world right now and have been for, you know, many years at this point. And not because of potentially like your creative ingenuity, you know, he's not Kanye. He's not, you know, Kendrick, but he is so marketable. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to be big. He knows how to make, you know, hits. He knows how to be every summer song. You know, Drake knows how to turn out a summer hit. But, you know, at this point now, it just feels like there's something broken in his music. Like, it's sad. It's stale. It's like, no one's asking for the new album and you're giving it to us. And it's like, all of us would love to hear some good work from you. Like, you can sit on it. Like, you can incubate it. We are good if you like took some time. And
it's as if the album would most appropriately be titled Honestly Never Mind. The most depressed thing you can utter, unless you're being passive aggressive, in which case it's just a very passive aggressive thing. It's like there's a lyric on Money to the Grave or Money in the Grave, whatever that song is, with Rick Ross, where he's like, he's been on top for so long and like he's just worried about like the drop. And I think like that really feels like he's just like, I don't know, I'm just like bored and like I don't want to fall because it would be like slightly uncomfortable, so I'll just like keep churning this shit out. But it just seems genuinely like a great embodiment. We've got two great embodiments of the emptiness of our current system of capitalism. We got Drake, who's like on top and is like, I just don't want to like not be on top, I guess. So I'm just going to keep like churning out empty like simulacrum of my previous work and people will keep buying it and we'll just keep doing this. Because I don't want to feel Like, I don't want to jump in the pool and feel that momentary like discomfort of like the surprise of like the body temperature change. That's I think that's like basically what his lyric, what he says is like how he talks about his success in that song.
Yeah, it's Pitchfork put it really simply, and I agree. I didn't read the whole review, but the headline,
what did they give it to him? What did they give him?
They gave it a 6.6, which I feel like is like, I'd give it a 6.6 for what it was. A breezy Drake dance album sounds great in concept, but the half measure house beats and lackluster songwriting keeps it from really popping off. And I agree. I think that is a great summation of what the album really is. You know, it's like we were talking, More Life had like, it's like what this album should have been, you know, like the certain essence of certain songs on More Life, like the Do Better, you know, like it's just like, that is what I wanted out of this album. And this album sounds like that one song just over and over, but like not, the lyrics aren't, the hooks aren't as good. And honestly, Drake is known for his hooks. So I was kind of disappointed that it was like, even if it was at a base level, not as like lyrically inclined, or, you know, we all know Drake isn't a strong singer. You know, I just felt like Drake having a great hook is what he's known for. And it was just very blah. Yeah. I can never get over that. Whichever one it is, because I did not memorize the track list. I'm sorry, y'all. The one that's like the pussy one. It was just like so uncomfortable. Every time I hear it, I'm just like, calling my name. Yeah. Your pussy is calling my name. It sounds weird when he's singing it. It sounds bad.
Right, and I have don't to listen like to that it. Song at least. I'm gonna do that. Because that sounds
Super Producer Brian gave it to us. It's calling my name. That is it's... and I should have known by the second half of the hook.
Brian says it's a non-song.
Yeah, it's the one going viral on TikTok.
It seems like the most unremarkable lyric. So the fact that like there's something about the delivery where you're like, oh, this feels like the death of something.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the second great example of just the emptiness of capitalism and like what success looks like in this world with regards to Brad Pitt and what he spent an entire year doing.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Brad Pitt. So there's a GQ article that some people have been like, their reputation laundering for Brad Pitt. You know, there was some unfortunate things that happened, and now he's in recovery. And
but he was really ill, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Or about, like in recovery, like addiction.
Yeah. So one of the details in this GQ magazine, I just had to call out because it's just such a, like, Drake getting to the top of like music in a way that is like, people are like, he has more hits than Michael Jackson and shit like that. And being completely depressed, like openly, like incapable of like even generating an emotion that is like identifiable is a great illustration of just like, yeah, we're all in this system that like gives us a motivation, like has the carrot dangling in front of us that keeps us going. And when the very few people who actually catch the carrot, like realize that like it's meaningless and immoral and it all sucks, and they lose their mind and soul oftentimes. And it's not good. And also they can't complain. Like they can't be like, oh guys, this actually sucks. Because they got everything that we think we want. But anyway, so I'm just going to read directly from page 6, who's talking about a revelation in this GQ article. Hollywood superstar Brad Pitt has admitted spending a year on a, quote, foolish dig for buried treasure just to realize it was all a ruse to get him to invest in a radar company. The Moneyball star told GQ magazine that he was told gold worth millions of dollars was known to be buried under Chateau Miraval, his 1,000-acre estate in Provence. I got obsessed, Pitt, 58, told the mag. Like, for a year, this was all I could think about, just the excitement of it all, said the Missouri-raised actor. Maybe it has something to do with where I grew up, because in the Ozark Mountains, there were always stories of hidden caches of gold. He lives on a 1,000-acre estate in France and is looking for buried gold. He lives there with like a family he loves, and he's still looking for gold. Like his house is worth so much money. What are you doing? And like there's just like something, I don't know. Like the fact that we don't really know anything about Brad Pitt and he's been famous for 40 years.
Yeah.
Has always made me like suspect, like, well, they're hiding something. And I've like always hoped it's kind of just that he's like sort of a, you know, dull puppy dog type, you know, stoner guy who's not quick on his feet. And then like, I don't know, like this is just, it's so depressing. Not like I feel sorry for Brad Pitt as much as like our version of reality at like hyper-capitalism is so thoroughly corrupt and just like existentially boring and pointless.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of amazing, not in a good way, but just in an astonishing way, how this, because the whole reason that it happened is because the man that had targeted him wanted him to be a potential investor in a big radar company, and obviously successfully pitched all this material, which is bananas, you know, to be able to prey on somebody's, like, I guess, I don't know, emptiness, like you said. Like, it's like you can tell this man is like so lost in his life that you're like, oh, I know I can dupe him into spending millions of dollars on equipment to search and play treasure hunt in his house because he has nothing better to do. It is, yeah. It is such a state of inequality in this country. Like, being right. able to like have the money and the time to do that and then also still be so empty. It's wild. It is just like, it's like, obviously I don't like feel necessarily bad for Brad Pitt, but it is just such a existential dread of like, oh, the haves and the have nots. Like, yeah. It's like almost Great Gatsby-esque. You're like, yeah. Wow, your life is that way and I'm over here. And yeah. That is crazy to think what our problems are and they're so different and how, you know, I'm honestly grateful that I don't know what it's like to be that rich, because I don't think I'd love to be that empty. And I feel yeah. like that is like the spectrum of like the more money you have, the more empty you end up being.
Yeah. I mean, he seemed to still find it exciting.
I mean, he did. I'm sure he's like, the most upsetting part is probably the money he lost and all that equipment. But now he has all that equipment. Maybe he'll go end up mining somewhere.
Isn't that where like all, I think all the radar equipment was developed by people looking for oil in Texas? So maybe you can go wildcatting. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.